on the third day, God created magnesium and aluminum to make drones.
Oh my God. I kind of disagree with Obama. Like, people are totally love throwing rocks at their kids. But other than that, he has a point. Yeah, he has a point. So
I think we should totally switch this episode and just go down a rabbit hole of Obama is a Muslim conspiracy theories instead.
That's a good starting point. Yeah, that's exhibit A. Yeah.
I mean, if you can find a good video on that, we should just play it. But
if he was a Muslim, why would he be drone striking the Middle East like that? You know?
Self-hating.
Checkmate. Yeah, self-hating Muslim, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like all of these questions about American identity go back to where everything started, right, with America, which is basically, getting out of a situation where you realized that the Tradcaths, the Roman Catholics, were not really advocating for the true Christian message, and you were more influenced by the newest intellectuals from Cambridge University who were basically advocating for this new Reformation, right? Getting away from the liturgy and the customs and all of these things copying the Roman Catholic Church. And with that path, we see that as Christianity continues to splinter, just like every leftist movement in the United States, we see that, it takes on more and more contradictions, right? But where we start out at is we see the Puritans first leave to go to Holland, I believe around 1608, and then later end up in the United States. And this is the beginning of the period we now reference as one of the reasons we're called a Protestant nation. This is the area where both Brandon and Anna are from, in part because New England is in part where this starts. But actually, Brandon, it's closer to where you were born, actually, right?
Jamestown, yeah, right there. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm from Busch Gardens, Virginia. That's what I've been telling everybody.
Busch Gardens.
So, the original American settlement of Busch Gardens.
It's a founding settlement for the United States of America.
Busch Gardens was the second garden that George Washington started in Virginia, right?
Yeah, that's why I actually called it King's Dominion, too. That's the other reason. King's Dominion, another important location.
Actually, where I'm from in central Illinois, we have one of the oldest gardens because the garden that George Washington had, maybe it was Jefferson, I can't remember who it was, had in Virginia, they continually are replacing all the plants. So it's not actually the oldest garden, you know. It's kind of like what, the Christians did to the OG Christian religion. They just love changing everything up on them. So what we get from this period is we start to see that there's a split basically in the era that is the American Revolutionary period. Following the Great Awakening, you see that the American clashes with the native population, as pointed out by Graeber, starts to bring on, in part, this Enlightenment, period, along with the other things that are happening in the world. You have intellectuals like Candy Rock, who is a native intellectual, who is talking about radical, what beliefs we would think are normative now, or radical, talking about the abolishment of money, talking about how prisons are unjust. We see a continual splitting off of these ideas that are happening in the United States. And what happens is, the Enlightenment comes and, informs the Christian movement in the United States. And we call that partly deism. so
deism is
sort of... So what is deism?
I feel like deism is a cop-out the same way agnosticism is. It's like, yeah, we believe in God, but not like, it's just like believing in God in a very loose and abstract sense and wanting to somehow tie it in with like logic and reason and science. That's what all the most of the founding fathers stood by.
Right, because George Washington was an Anglican along with Rutledge, and there are some Presbyterians like Stockton and Congregationalists like Adams, John Adams and Samuel Adams. And then many Protestants such as Quakers, Lutherans, Dutch Reformed, and so on and so on. So it's also kind of a cop-out, I think, in some sense, because these people like Thomas Jefferson, who talked about God, but also was in a sense privately a deist and was afraid of being framed as being too unorthodox or what we might call radical. So he had to hide his beliefs. So during this time, basically, we see lots of quotes from, you know, that contradict this message that America's founded by just purely Christians. I think Anna is here to kind of argue against this idea, you know, as being, even though we both agree that she would have been,
I would have been burned at the stake as a witch for sure.
As someone who was also born in Salem.
Yeah. I was actually just in Salem the other night, and there's all these like, you know, corny tours around the city where everyone just profits off of, you know, all the dead women. And I'm just like walk through the streets, like screaming, like, we are the granddaughters of the witches you couldn't burn.
Do they have souvenirs? Do they have souvenir shops in Salem? What are in the souvenir shops?
There's lots of like crystals and like sage and all the like, this sort of like new revivalism of this like sort of like pagan like witch talk stuff, like all the girls online with like the astrology and the crystals and stuff. There's all sorts of stuff like that, and just like, I don't know, witchy souvenirs, you know. There's a wand shop.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, a wand shop. Okay, that's cool. Wand shop.
It's fun. It's all fun.
Yeah, I think it's interesting though, because like what we see is that during this period of time, you have this awareness that most of the people who consider themselves to be deists, like Franklin Washington.
Yeah, Washington, I didn't realize this until I was reading today, but that he was like, he never had communion, like he refused.
That's really interesting, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy that our first president didn't even really, I guess, identify as a Christian.
Like to us that we might not think that's a big deal, but actually to like the people of the time, they thought it was a disavowal, you know, of the religion altogether. But it's interesting because what we're seeing is we see this kind of subtle move within culture towards these deist beliefs, which for the American, founding fathers who, you know, we often uphold as being, you know, one of us, like people that understood, you know, the issues with the monarchical theocratic nation of England. They themselves were aristocrats, and deism itself was mostly believed by aristocratic men, not many women. Besides, there was a famous text from Hannah Adams, who is one of the founding thinkers of this. But basically, it was something that kind of reminds us that the forefathers also were, or the founding fathers were also, you know, they are aristocrats, and they had absorbed, you know, when we're talking about the founding of America and the founding identity of America, that they had absorbed working class movements at the time as well to subsume into their own movement to separate from England, which is interesting because basically after the American Revolution, working class people like farmers who rose up during Shay's Rebellion reminded us of the fact that America, even after the American Revolution, was still facing huge problems of inequality.
Really? America? Inequality in America?
But we have a guest today, our friend Brandon, who's joining us from Germany, currently in Berlin, hanging out with lots of people.